So we left off yesterday with Rav Chaim's analysis of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to make it almost literally a contradiction in Eil Bay. The Rambam develops this idea that whenever something requires a shiur, so then it's just about the shiurim. And whenever something doesn't require a shiur, then there's no ksus about the shiur. That's a given. So the Rambam goes ahead and he says, and therefore a korah, which is used to be matter the movie salsam, has a shear. A shear of a tefach. And the folks just make sure it kicks in. Notwithstanding the fact that the shear is mitzias driven, that's okay. That's the Rambam Shita. I may disagree with them, but that's the Rambam Shita. But any shear whatsoever, at least the chacha shear kotzov. It's not a shear kotzov. That's the chalitza shear story from a couple of days ago. But the korah part of the Rambam is not bad. It's the second half of the Rambam that was seemingly incomprehensible, because the Rambam says, and what about a lechi? Ah, lechi, gosh, man. What kind of shear is there for a lechi? And therefore, a lechi can be made from Ratzi Hashem, there's no din of Ksus Mech Teshuva, everything is Shalom Yisrael. And then, the next line, what does the Rambam tell you? Oh, by the way, don't forget that lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. Yeah, good morning, the lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall, so it has a shear to it. So if Chaim gave this shtickle teir, razzle-dazzle shtickle teir, the shear of 10 tefachim, it's not a shear of the etzem alechi, it's a shear of the mokom, being mukov, a mokom is being mukov ten tvachim. It's not a din in the chefts of the lechi proper. And therefore, even though a lamaisa, push comes to shove, you're taking out your tape measure, measuring the lechi, but it's a different kind of a tape measure. When you're measuring that lechi, you're not really measuring the lechi. You're really, by extension, measuring the mokom, a mukov. So it looks to the untrained, unlamedisha, briska eye, it looks like you're measuring the lechi, but you're not really measuring the lechi. The lechi doesn't really have any measurement to it. That was the yisod from yesterday for Reb Chaim. But the Rambam does make a point of saying that a lechi is not a nothing. It's not that there's no shear whatsoever to a lechi. There's a little something. What is that one little teeny drop that a lechi does require? Of your what? Kol shehu. There's got to be something to it. It's got to be a little amoshes to it. It can't be a Freich Ma'avir. There's got to be a thickness of a mashu to it. So comes Reb Chaim and he says, Obazoi, that even according to my Shtichel Torah, that the 10 tefachim is not a shear, it's a shear neck of makom. But the avya kolshu, the chur is a din in the lechi. That's a din, the cheft of a lechi. Now we're back to square one. So why doesn't the lechi lend itself to the limitation of Ksus Mech Teshuri? To which Reb Chaim responds is that a shear of a kolshu is what? It's a briskavart. It's not a shear. It's not a shear. It has to be there. But there's no shear b'dover. So it's upshot that the shear is a kol shehu. When, I can't say with a straight face, but when the shear is a kol shehu, that's the equivalent of saying there's no shear whatsoever. So comes Reb Chaim and says, wait a second. Hold the phone. Says Reb Chaim, we're walking in circles. We're walking a tightrope and we basically tipped over one edge. Says Reb Chaim, I'm telling you that the shear of 10 tefachim is nishkein shear to the neck of tefachim. And I'm telling you the shear of a kol shehu is nishkein shear because the kol shehu is nishkein shear. But I don't understand. Push comes to shove. Is there something here or not? Is there any mamashas to this lechi? After all, kesus sebech the shiurei, what do those words mean? It means when something is omen the kach l'shreifa, so it's kibad the sorof dummy, right? Isn't that what it means? Isn't that what the words Ksusimet Teshuva means? That since you're supposed to burn it, so it's as if it's burned, it's as if it's a pile of ashes, and therefore it's chasen the shiur. So says Reb Chaim, the same engine that's driving Ksusimet Teshuva, namely that since it's omer the kach to be burned, skill it's burned, so don't call it a shiur. Call it a kol shehu. Call it elmo. Call whatever you... Don't call whatever you want to call it. Tachlis, push comes to shove. You need something there. And the Ksus Mech Teshuva means it's Kibad Leisa, so it's Kibad Leisa. Says Reb Chaim, I know exactly what Mr. Holt is going to say, that's from holding back, but I'm going to let you say it, but then I'm going to say it. I'm going to quote you. Comes Reb Chaim and says, what do you see from here? From the fact that the Rambam ignored the Diduk Ksus Mech Teshuva when it comes to a lechi, knowing full well that the Chavtza of a lechi requires a Kol Shehu, as long as it's not Nitfas Ruch HaShiurin, does Tishkei Ksus Mech Teshuva? Says Reb Chaim, I'll tell you what Ksusa Bechtashiri is not. You know what it's not? It's not the following. It is not synonymous with the principle called, anyone want to call that principle? Tell me what it's not. Kala Oymed Lizrof Kisarov Tabi. That parish, that sugya called Kala Oymed Lizrof Kisarov Tabi means anything that's over the Sreifa doesn't exist. Even though it's not burnt yet, it's still alive and well, but it's Oymed Kach to be burnt, it's Ke'il what's already Nisrof. This is Nisht Ksusi Bechtashiri. Okay, Mr. Alt, we'll let you.
What do we do with
Oh, wait, hold on. I haven't been touching that yet. Hold on. A long way to go still. I said, Reb Chaim, if you would have mistakenly, erroneously thought that Ksusa Bechtashiri and Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Kisarov Tabi are identical sugyas, so then all the emphasis that we've had until now about Shurim and all the razzle dazzle brisket Torah by saying, no, 10 tefachim is not really a shear, and ovi is not really a shear, does this can shear, and does this can shear, and therefore there's no difference in the shirei. All that would have, no pun intended, would have gone up in smoke in the sreifa of Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Kisarov Tabi. So if Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Kisarov Tabi and Ksusa Bechtashiri would have been identical in nature, then the game would have been over. All the lechis would have been no good, the kerev zicha would have been no good, nothing would have been good. Oh, the punchline. Says Reb Chaim, Al Korchach be divrei HaRambam by Lechi, even though the Rambam knew full well that there is an entity, there is a requirement of a mashu, of an Ovi Mikoshu, as long as it's not Nifas on Hashem Shir, does this get Ksusa Bechtashiri? So what is the klal of Kol Ha'avad Lisrof? Isn't there such a klal Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Ksusa Bechtashiri? We're ignoring it. We're saying Ksusa Bechtashiri is different, but what happened to that klal? So Tepa Klein with that klal. The answer is, we don't pass like that klal. Those words, Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Ksusa Bechtashiri, happen to have been a statement attributed to Rabbi Shimon, appears in Maseches Menachos, it's quoted in Maseches Baba Kama. There's a corollary of it is, there's a principle according to Rabbi Shimon that Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Ksusa Bechtashiri, whenever an item is omed l'sreif, it's k'man d'leisa, even when there's no din of a shiur. And I'll tell you a secret. According to Rabbi Shimon, in Ruchi Rami, a lechi from an asherah tree is taka no good. And I'll tell you another big secret. A get on an apple of Orla, according to Rabbi Shimon, you know what? It's taka no good. In Ruchi Rami. Not on Ksusa Bechtashiri. I'll tell you, it's avir. There's nothing there. It's Kamanda Lesa. So says Reb Chaim, those Tanoim, or if, by some chance, by some wild imagination, there's a Rishon out there, the Paschal is like Rabbi Shimon. So in Ochinami, everything we've been talking about for the last 2 days is Batla Mavotol. We've been focusing on Shirim, and we've been trying to fight in Shirim, and we had four different boxes. This is no Shir, this is a Shir, there's a Metzia Shir, there's a Metzia Shir, there's a Kotzov, there's a Nishkin Kotzov, but yet, come Shrek, come Shrek. Everything we've been talking about, says Reb Chaim, has been revolving around. Reb Chaim's not quoting us, but I'm telling you. Everything we've been talking about is revolving around Ksusa Bechtashiri, which is not identical to Kol Ha'avad Lisrof Kisarov Tabi. If you would have gone down Rabbi Shimon's route, then in Hochinami, the same way that the Lechi would be no good because of your Kolshu, so to the Get would be no good as well. So this is like Milsa Pshit Reb Chaim. This is like Dvar Pshutim Ad Me'oid. The only one who doesn't seem to have thought in this box of Reb Chaim is who, Rabbi Say? Who's the only one who just doesn't seem to have gone along this route? We got to find it here, somewhere. Where are we going to find it? So many Ma'amikim is here. I didn't put a Ma'amikim, so I can't find it. I didn't put there more than Ma'amikim, right? Where did I put the Shulchan Aruch on Ma'amikimus? I didn't put it on? Okay, so to quote myself, wasn't it on the Ma'amikimus? There's a Ramah in Uchaz Gittin that has a very, very cryptic statement. The Ramah says that if you write a get on something that's Omed Lisrof, it's Kisarov Dami, and you know what? It's taka no good. Taka the get's no good. So all the achronim jump on the Ramah and say, wait a second. That's Rabbi Shimon talking. How could the Ramah say that? The Ramah seems to be learning when our Gemara says that Kosval Nisuri Hanah is kosher, that's talking about the non-Nisrofin ones. like the those things that are told kvura, it's the altars of ha'ara. But in Ochinani, the Ramos says if it's written on Dava Omid Lisro, it's not Chisar of Dami. Who is that in direct contrast to? To the Ran. That's not what the Ran said. So the Ramah tries to read it into the Ran. That's, I guess, a very, very problematic Ramah. The Pashup Shad in the entire Sugya is that Ksusim Shurei and the Omid Lisro are totally different. Because Omid Lisro applies to everything, even non Shurim items, but that's only Rabbi Shimon speaking, we don't possibly like. The klal ksus mefta shirei is only in shirim. What constitutes a shir? So you go back to the four boxes. So you have a get is not a shir. A lulav is for sure a shir. Whether a chalitza shir is a shir, namachalik's Rashi and Rambam. Whether a shofar slash the halach equivalents of a kaira are considered to be a shir because they're mitzi shirim, which are resulting in a shir kotzov. That's everything we spoke about from yesterday. But the poshim shas, let me stick to our guns. That any that doesn't have a shir b'chlal, whatever that definition of a shir is, the sugya falls apart. There's no problem whatsoever. We who deny Rabbi Shimon, that's the poshup shot in the sugya, notwithstanding that very, very difficult trouble.
Where in the Gemara did it talk about kolam and nisrof?
There are Gemaras in Menachos that talk about Rabbi Shimon's statement called kolam and nisrof kisrof. But l'chayru, that's not our Gemara.
But how do we answer for the Rambam?
We don't answer. We have a problem. We don't understand the Rambam. Most Echrim say they don't understand the Rambam. Okay, everybody say, this is the Shirai from yesterday's Bible. So you're about to embark upon a whole nother dimension of the sugya. Very good. So read that Gemara in Gittin. Kosvo al Yisrael no kosher. They're great. Ich bin maskim. So I pull out my apple shel orla, and I'm about to start to write the get. Because the Gemara says it's okay. The Gemara says it's okay. The Gemara says it's kosher. What do I mean by that question? The Gemara says it's kosher. What's the problem? In Eben Ezer, it's kosher. Who says in your day you're allowed to do it? Aren't you using an apple shel orla? Aren't you violating an Isra Noah with orla? So it's very cute to say that a get written on cheeseburger is okay, no problem. Sure, it's okay. There's no share. It's all cute, fine and dandy. But isn't there something radically wrong with what you're doing? Aren't you being nene the Isra Noah? So which great Rishon says that in Hachinami? Taisus the Chafam Abeis, 10th of the Ma'am Kermis. So Taisus is talking about another sugya we're going to talk about a little bit later on, about writing a get derech tattooing. So if a guy decides to present a get to his wife tattooed onto the hand of an Eved Kenani. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about that, whether that's good or not good. And Taisus says, wait a second, look, isn't that, aren't you not, doesn't the Chumash say you're not supposed to do that? So Tosh says, yeah, in Ochinami. So let's take a look at the 10th of the Ma'amar Kamos.
So, well,
Never Kenani sounds pretty Jewish to me, but that's going to be part of our sugya in the Chofer Beis. Just where Never Kenani fits in. Okay? Got to come back to the Chofer Beis, okay? So we gave you incentive. So that was our official welcome back to Mr. Ma'am. Okay, so if we take a look at the Tosh, the 10th of the Ma'amar Kamos, go up one line from the bowl, go to the third line of Tosh's. Towards the end of the line, but filu havi hachi surah deraisa. Tosfos is not 100% sure whether tattooing haret mutas chaladim on the hands of an eved is truly an issur deraisa of his kaka. And also, when we get to that sugya later on, a couple of weeks from now, we'll talk a little bit more about this Tosfos. But Tosfos says that even though Zion it's an issur deraisa, asma, afilu havi hachi surah deraisa, become a kaka get. Just because you violated a religious law, a ritual prohibition, doesn't mean that's going to invalidate the get. Not everything that you do wrong in Shmiras and Torah mitzvahs will possibly get. And Tais brings a right, and Akhtar bin Liel, Kasval, Yisrael no kosher, Afagad v'yasal l'chtov, Tam Yisrael v'yisrael no. So what did Taisa say? Taisa says, and our sugi daf chof, the Gemara said it's mutter. Of course you're not allowed to do that. Of Adi, you're not allowed to do it. It's just that if you did it, it's not going to disqualify the get. Okay, we're going to talk about some of as it's going to be one of those factors that's going to be thrown into the mix, whether that's going to play any role here at all. So again, I've just read a Tosfos with you. Tosfos state Temmole that it's very, very possible that writing a get on a cheeseburger is usur. How usur is it? How bad of an usur is it? So this is their isa, because Tosfos is trying to bring a ride from the Ksefes Kaka. And Tosfos is saying that even if Ksefes Kaka is a violation of their isa, it's still the evidence that gets okay, just like the model of riding on the cheeseburger. So clearly, if the model on the cheeseburger wouldn't have been an issur deraisa, then the equation would have broken down. So So it's clear from Taisus that riding on a cheeseburger, riding on an apple of Orla is an outright violation. Midderaisa being nenem yisurehano. What hanor exactly did you get? Can someone just tell me what the hanor is?
Saving money and not like buy another piece of paper.
It could be. That's a possibility. That could be the hanor. What's another hanor?
Cool tattoo on your head.
No. Cut the tattoo part. Back to the cheeseburger. So that means the woman's getting a tremendous honor from this. She's unbelievably benefiting from the cheeseburger. I mean, some people benefit from cheeseburgers by eating them. Some people benefit by feeding to them dogs. Some people work, guy owns a share of McDonald's and makes a lot of money off a cheeseburger. He spends money on a cruise. So a lot of people have different ways of being nana. So this particular woman has found a very creative way of being nana from cheeseburgers. It's because of this cheeseburger, she's back on the shidduch scene. Before now, she was stuck married to this guy. She doesn't like this guy. She wants to get out of this marriage. Now she's good to go. So she's. You want to make things even financially? You want to even add a couple of dollars to the... Yeah, she gets herself 200 zuz out of this cheeseburger. So this is a pretty lucrative cheeseburger here. Okay? So for a variety of different array of different hanos that are potentially on the table here, Taisus is pretty comfortable to say, now here we have an isadera isa here, and that's okay. Quote this next year. Violating Shum Derais is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There are no consequences whatsoever. So notwithstanding Taisus comes the Rambam. And the Rambam. Rambam the 11th of Rambam comes. In the bowl print. Ala kol kaisur es haget. I feel like Surya no. It's cool, it's fun, it's great. You can write and get it anything and everything you want, even on Isuri Hano. Rambam did not qualify that in saying, by the way, if you're a religious Jew, you better not do that because you're being violating the Issa, being benefiting from Isuri. Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam tells you what to do. Remember, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah is telling you anything you ever needed to be a religious Jew. So I'm following every guideline of the Rambam. The Rambam says, I want to write a get. Write a cheeseburger. No problem. The Rambam says, head to go. Cheeseburger is under Ashkach, it says it's an O-U-G on it. It's kosher for the purpose of writing a get on it. There's nothing wrong. What happened? What happened to Yisrael? Isn't Taisus right? So what, wherein lies the Machlaikis, Taisus and Rambam? What is this Machlaikis all about? Is it Asbah or not Asbah? No. I thought a cheeseburger is Asbah, no. I thought an apple boil is Asbah, no. So Taisus, yeah, Taka, it is Asar, and that's why it's not Asar to do it. And the Rambam so much, no, well, what's the issue exactly? So the answer to this question brings us all the way back, almost a full circle, to what we started the sugya from a different dimension. When we started talking about kosher l'isurei hanor kosher, so we realized that there's a very, very parallel sugya that appears in Maseches Yevamos about doing chalitza with dvar basurim hanor. And we started to extrapolate and say, ooh, is it kosher l'isurei hanor or not? That's how the sugya really started for us. That was the first half of the sugya. Now we move to the second half, totally different part of the sugya now. We seem to roll right back to Akimon Yavamas. We land right back on our heads, back in Yavamas, Afkuf Yavamas base. Let's take a look back at the 12th of the Marmakons. Sandal Shalavetis Kichavim, Le Sachlitz, Vimchol Tzachlitz Asik Sheira. A sandal of Avedezara. Zara. A sandal of Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't do chalitza with. But if you did, b'diavad, the chalitza will be kosher. Now, wait a second. Hold the phone. We learned earlier in the week that if you use a sandal of Irni Dachas or a sandal of Tikrevis of Avodah Zarah, even b'diavad, the chalitza will go. Nu chas, let's chas for a second. Why is it no good, b'diavad? That's not why it's no good. Either because of Rash, Kisubek Tashire, or according to the Rambam, it's not usable to walk with. So here the Gemara is clearly saying that that's true by a sandal shell of Edizar. I'm sorry, it says the Dachas. And that's true by a sandal shell to Kerevis of Edizar. A sandal shell of Edizar and Gufa, a guy bowed down to the sandal, or used the sandal, let's say, to adorn an idol or something. So assuming that's not a Tikrovis, whatever that means. So assuming that it's just of Edizar proper, it's Nisht Tikrovis, Nisht Yerdi Dachas. So then it's okay, chalitza asik sheira. Why is that? So obviously, bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Rambam, the reasons don't apply. Why don't the reasons apply? I too sebech the shura. Don't you have to get rid of it? What's the answer? Well, you don't really have to. There's a way out. What's the way out? You said it? Bittul. So since Bittul was on the radar screen, it's a possibility. Whether you will or will not be involved is a different story. But since you have the Epsharut, there's a possibility to bottle it. You can't call that Ksusabetshir. Ksusabetshir is only when it's certainty it's going up in smoke. Or according to the Rambam, what's the Gemara telling us? That the Mezibah Memorim, you could say, it's not walkable with, it's not usable with, that's if it's not usable with Gamma. There's no way ever to get around that problem. But a Bittul up your sleeve, you could ask, what was that non-Jew's name? The Ovid of Edazar is going to help us with Bittul? What was his name again? He's got to be an Ovid of Edazar.
Lewis.
Was Lewis? I don't remember. Lewis. So Lewis, the Ovid of Edazar, so he's a guy, he doesn't bow down to sandals. No. He's the guy who bows down to what? Remember? He falls out to football. From yesterday, he bows down to football. Basketball's not, he's not the basketball. Season's over anyway. He bows down to footballs. Basketball equipment, Nike, that's not his style of Avedazara. And he's more than happy to take the Nike and throw it into the mud and say, guys, I'm a piece of garbage. And they sugar it to think this could create worlds. That's ridiculous. So since that Efsharut can be, again, it's going to happen, not, I have no idea, I couldn't care less. But since it's possible, therefore the Rambam says that's called Roy Lahalachbud. Good, so that's this Gemara. So the Rambam, Rashi, being the Rashi, the Rambam, the Gemara is hunky-dory, everything's wonderful. Sanash of Azara, Chotzach et Sotzach Sher. Why those Achlitz? Oba Zoy, that the Chalitz is kosher, that the reasons of Rashi and Rambam don't apply, why can't I use it? What's wrong with it? So, Ora, it's still a Mr. Hana. And therefore, I'm in violation of Yisrael. What's the violation of Yisrael Hana of Edazara? What's the positive chumash that can't be there? It says, Lo Yidbap Yachalum and Acherim, it's Lo Sarv Serv Bisecha, a whole array of different psukim that the Gemara in the end says, Makas Telots, the two Makaras, they're ice, and I'll have an enemy of Edazara. So, the simplest reading of this Gemara is that Sandos of Edazara, even though the subsequent reasons of Ksusa Mechtashire or in Yechal Halachbo will not apply because of the Efsharut, because of the remote possibility of Bittul on the radar screen, Afal Pichain, notwithstanding the fact that there's no Ksusa Mechtashire, etc., but Midei Yisra Hanor Lo Nafka. That's the simple Pshan the Gemara. If that would be the Pshan the Gemara, then we would have to read the Gemara in Gittin Nafchof in the same manner. We'd have to say, Kosvel Yisra Hanor Kosher, that phrase, Kosvel Yisra Hanor Kosher, is the halach equivalent of Imchotel Chetzosik Sheira. But just as Chalitza carries with it the Israel Lechatchila of Hanor, the Avodah Zarah, so too the writing of the Get on the Cheeseburger on the Apple Shalom carries with it the Israel Hanor as well. So our initial take on these two sugyas is that these two sugyas are really identical. That's the Pashup Shah of the Gemara. Obviously, the Rambam's not going to buy that shot because the Rambam had to read this Gemara and the Rambam said you can write a Get Lechatchila on Cheeseburger. So there's got to be something else going on here. But forget Gittin Dabcha for a moment. Let's go back to Yavamis Kuf Gibel and get into the heart and soul, into the kishkas of this line of the Gemara. I just want to focus on two words, lo sachlitz. Again, my initial reaction was, because that's an issa deraisa being enemy of a desire, that's what I thought. And now I'm starting to have second thoughts about it. I'm not 100% sure that I was right. So let's learn Yavamis Kuf Gibel now. Forget Gittin Dabcha now. Yavamis Kuf Gibel. We have, in order to understand what's going on in Nefchof, we have to fine-tune Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel. So there is a Ramban in the 14th of the Maamar Kaimis. Listen to this Ramban. But not what the Ramban himself says. The Shita, the phantom Shita that he quotes, V'yesh B'farish. It's the fourth line in the Ramban, at the end of the fourth line. Ramban doesn't identify by name who this Rishon is, but Ramban felt comfortable quoting it, even though he rejects it. It must have been Adam Godlad Boyd. V'yesh b'farish lechatchina lo tachlitz mishum d'nehenes, because by doing chalitza with this Avodah Zarah shu, she is benefiting. What is her benefit? What are the two words? Shenisa's boyd. She's become muteres l'shuk. Again, I told you we're not learning Gittin Dabcha, so I don't want to keep on referencing it, but you know which direction we're going. So says the Yesh B'farish that the reason why there's an Issel Achlitz is because of the Issel Hanah, but the Imchol Tzachlitz doesn't share why, the Heed of the Isura, even though there was a flagrant violation, and I'll be as bold as to say a violation of what? And what level of violation was there? Imam Shah Isa de Raisa Gomer, Belishim Sofik, says the Ashman Farish. Chalitza Salam Ifsula. Ab Chalitza is not going to be possible.
Who's
they're both doing chalitza. It takes two to tango. So she's taking the shoe off, he's having the shoe removed. So they're both involved in the process of chalitza. So at the end of the day,
you want doing only half of
Avera. The Hanoh, she's the one benefit. He's not getting much out of this chalitza. She's the one who's really benefit. I mean, she was a sur before, now she's Boteris. He, just got a shoe taken off. It's a different story. Again, you want to know, Mr. Baum is focusing on a very, very long Lomdashi Yavama Shail, that's not our sugi right now, as to whose mitzvah is chalitza. Is chalitza the mitzvah? Yeah, again, the reality is the maisa chalitza is not by her, but chalitza not alo, and yet the name of the parak is hacholetz liyavimto. It doesn't say hacholetzes liyavama. Hacholetz liyavimto. At the tough, it means she's the she. Okay? Like you say by the Tefillah Shalom, for America. So you don't say the Tziartzu Bishnehu. That's incorrect grammar. You say the Tziartzu Mishnah So. Unless we check, there's a female vice president. Okay? So Acholetz Li Yavim To. Huh? No, but his female vice president. No? You think it's Bishnehu? You think so? That's why it's you and Magabai. And Magabai's got a good track record. So, I'm not sure. You check it out. Check out the TikTok sites later. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
If you're able to
vote, yeah, we're not going to get now. Elijah, you're about to strike out. I'm not going to answer the question, but if you really want, I'll answer because you're a nice guy.
How can she do an iser if it's not her? She has no option to not do this iser. No?
Why can't they get a regular normal shoe? Why is the only shoe in town?
But she has to accept it no matter what. As he has all the power to give it to her. She has to accept the
power. Of course, it's too complicated. He's standing here, she's standing here. The only lousy shoe they got was a shoe that was worshipped as God last week. This is the shoe. And all the Gemara just said is that don't do it. And why say no? Her hands are tied. Her hands are tied. Her hands are tied, her foot's not tied. What do you mean her hands are tied?
What if he's trying to be a bad guy right at the end?
What are we writing? Like a soap opera? Like, I just want
to. And why are we allowed to give her an iser without her having an option to not?
This is the heartstrings have been pulled here. This is not so dramatic. This is not. Let's just stick to the lump chip. We'll leave the psychoanalysis of the emotional drama I don't think this is going to be such a deeply moving, stirring. So you know. Guys are getting so excited. Yeah.
Why would one affect the other? Just going to tell us, why would you think that would possibly all up in the physics of how it works?
You're right. That's exactly what the Yesh Mepharshim said. Why would I have thought that?
Yeah.
What would the wildest have of me to say that? It's not crazy to say, you weren't supposed to do it, so maybe it's what you did didn't count. Not only is it not crazy, the Ramban's about to say that. Okay? So the Yesh, you're good, you like the Yesh Mepharshim. Must have been your, we don't know who his name was, but it must have been your great, great, great grandfather. The Yesh Mepharshim said that, Lotachlots, Imchotzach, Hatzach, Sheira. Namely, don't do it. You're in violation of your Adeya. Abba b'di'evit and Evan as we paskin, it's good. Okay? With the drama, without the drama, with the tears, the jerky, all that kind of stuff, leave it out. L'tachmas in your Adeya, b'chotzchas k'sher in Evan Ezra. Everything's hunky-dory, right? Says the Ramban, it's wrong. You know which chelik of Shulchan Aruch disproves this? Arachayim. Except for Chashim Mishra. We learned everything today. Dalachah, give them 3 out of 4 chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramban. This tikkul Torah is against a befeir Shigemar in the third pep Masechta Shoshanim. Was even on the Marmikomis. Lo Dayikli, says the Ramban. How did I see it in Perak Ru Beisdin? Rav Omer Echazev Echazel Yotzah Hodam Rav Echazev Echazel Yotzah by Tabit Slav Yoros Dino. What was Ramban talking about? So we got to go all the way back to the 13th of the Marmikomis. We got to make sure we understand this very, very well. Elijah, you want drama? I'm going to give you drama. Okay? This is really it. Rosh Hashanah, 13th of the Ma'amar Kav, Shana Kav Chesed Min Aleph. I learned two times that Rosh Hashanah Kav Chesed Min Aleph can be used for so many sugyas. This past summer, anyone was answered this what I called this past summer? Okay. Is anyone in my shiurim? Oh, so what did we learn?
This is
the other, this one daf, right? Didn't we learn?
Yeah.
I don't think we turned the page even. I mean, we turned up the base.
I was there the whole time.
Yeah. We turned the last 2 days. We took back off task for a minute just to finish up this math. So basically, I said, shiur this entire summer, 6 weeks of shiur, more, 5 weeks, whatever it was, on Rosh Hashanah daf kav chesem naf. What did we speak about? We spoke about mitzvah yodas, we spoke about mitzvah yavei, we spoke about taisim, we spoke about mitzvah kavana, so about the yatzamaitim, right? That was the summer, okay? So the reason why I was willing to, I remember when Rabbi Benowitz asked me which parak I'm going to learn, I said, I'm not learning a parak, I'm learning one daf to sow. So I remember I did it last time during the summer in Chespin. You know, anyone was around those days? No, it was not before your time, right? So the summer of the Gulf War. So we arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and that day, you know, everyone knows Eretz Yisrael Kotel. What do you do? First thing you go, take us to the Kotel that night. We come to the Kotel, and we just finished Avi Meir. We're walking back to the buses, and boom, sirens start flying, the rockets start flying, and Kotel went flying. So that was the first day. We figured, okay, that was the blip on the radar. Everything will be fine. We'll get back to Beit Meir. No one knows Beit Meir exists. We're not in anyone's target, you know. So we come back to Beit Meir the next day. Boom, Nochem, all the sirens. Everyone's running in. Chaos, total chaos. And all the Americans are taking pictures and videos on their phone of all the, you know, the missiles going, Iron Dome going up, and the upper echelon says, this is not going to be a good summer. This is not going to happen. When all the American parents are watching and watching the kids, instead of sitting and shagging the base medrash, they're watching a war going on in the streets of Beit Meir. Not a good sign. So what do we do? So the whole kollel up to where? I don't know. It's Chespin. Okay, where's Chespin? Nobody really knows what Chespin is, but it's put like this. It was a, Baruch Hashem, was a wonderful, wonderful place, 3 miles away from the Syrian border, and we were privy watching the civil war. But the good news was it was on the other side of the border. So it was night entertainment, was listening to the bombs explode in the streets of Damascus. Okay, anyway, back to our story. So that summer, we were there for about 3 weeks, and we had a small technical problem. The problem was we had to learn something, actually. And we didn't have any svarim. And there was an old shul there, and there were a lot of svarim there, but there were a lot of zohars. You ever go to those shuls in Eretz Yisrael where there's like one volume of Rambam, there's like 16 zohars, and then there's like...
It's the same thing with the new campus was like that.
Yeah. And you never know what you're going to find. And then you find like a Ritva, you know, tucked away somewhere in the middle of the Masechta, you're not learning. Like that's like usually... So it was a little challenging. And we're trying to figure out how exactly we're going to navigate this. So I realized right away that I need to learn with them. We were supposed to learn Menachas that summer, that got scrapped right away. Mm-hmm. I said I need to learn with them something that's very, very self-contained. Like really, everything's going to be on like one page, and then we'll make a few copies of, you know, here and there, a Rishon here and there, and everything. So I thought, okay, this is a great idea. Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches, that's the place to go. So we spent 3 weeks of the summer, the rest of the summer, basically learning Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches. So all you need is a Gemara, and you print that 1 or 2 pages of the Rama, 1 or 2 pages of the Ritva, and then you're good to go for the whole summer. So Kacha, but we learned Rosh Hashanah. So that was 7, 8 years ago, so we repeated it this summer on the calmer circumstances. Anyway, back to that story. So Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches, and Aleph, the Gemara starts with the following. I'm going to review the B'Shevishol Shlom Lo Yitka Vim Tocha Yotza. Here's the drama. It's live with Kishofer. Just finished laning. The rabbi gave this inspiring drasha. I was searching around for a shofar. Can't find a shofar. No shofar. No shofar. Somebody realizes, what do you mean there's no shofar? There's an animal that we have. It just by golly happens to be a korban olah. Someone's mocked this is a korban olah. So we'll just take the horn off, and we use that. What's the big deal? Okay, it's Yontif. Get rolled through that. Okay. It's Erev Yontif. So we get the horn, we're all ready to roll. So wait a minute, you're not going to be Nana from Korban Olah. It's going to be Samila. So Gemara says, Lo Yitka. You're not allowed to blow. Bim Toka. But if you did, you were Yaitse. Why were you Yaitse? Very, very strange thing. We don't know why you're Yaitse. Bim Shavish or Shlomim. Shlomim is much, much lower level carbon. It's only Kashim Kalim. Lo Yitka. You shouldn't be Nana from it. What are you doing? It's Ibchum Mestavra, an Afichel. All is more than a violation. So everyone says, Gavaldi Gechirish. Everyone says, my time out. Ola Basbi Ilahi. Kevin the Mol Bon Nafkal Luchulin. Shlom the Labadem Ilan in the Yisu the Rachibu and Afkin Chulin. Says the Gemara, it's true that Ola is a much, much more serious violation than Shlomim. But Ola has a big Bikula built into it. Namely, if you're Nene from a Korban Ola, you violate Me'ilah. What does Me'ilah do for you? A whole array of things. First of all, you violate Nisa Deraisa. You have to make up to Hekdesh the value of what you benefited. What else you have to do? You got to throw on a Chumash to boot. And what else you have to do? You have to be a Korban Osher Me'ilus. Sounds like this is not your lucky day. But then, what's the light at the end of the tunnel? It's Yotzei L'chulin. Once you're well the Hekdesh, so you're Mishan Hekdesh, that's a Mafki of the Kedusha. And it's Yotzei L'chulin. So comes the Gemara and explains, therefore, what you did was terrible, but the Yevid Yeyitze, because the Gloy Milsa that you're blowing at the shofar was an animal that wasn't really Hekdesh, it was really Chulin. So what's the Gemara say? Almost like Ilosso, like Isuro, V'yitziyosu L'chulin Bo'an Kiyachot. So we can pass it off that the Tkiyah Shofar was done Beheter, I blew on a nut and a Nishtayla. So this is a very, very expensive Tkiyah Shofar. It cost me to pay the Beis HaMikdash. I gotta bring a chumash, gotta bring a carbon, but the good thing is the chumash is a bit kish shayfer. And says, what about Shlomim? When you say the same Lomim as by Shlomim? Shlomim is a quirk. You know what the quirk is? There's no Me'ila by Shlomim. You know why? Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. And the Torah says, in next week's Parsha, Parsha V'Yikra, Ishkiyachta Mishkov Mikotche Hashem, Prat L'Kachim Kalim, She'ev Yuchad Hashem. Kotche Kachim, go totally the Rebbeinu Shlomim, Kachim Kalim. The Kalim gets a little bit, the strong gets a little bit. They're not Legamre. Lashem, and therefore there's no Me'ilu altogether. So Shlomim, you're in a pickle, because Shlomim, it's not Yaitzei L'chulin, it's only Yotzei, it's the Issa Me'ilu, it's the Dimchia Me'ilu, that's the Mafkiya Zayin the Kedush, that's the Meitzei L'chulin. But Shlomim is Nisht Yaitzei L'chulin, so Me'ila, it's a Nimsa that you're still blowing up Isuro. What's the problem? So much has to be a Kasha on the spot. What's the Issa, Mr. Alter says? You're talking in circles. If you tell me there's no Me'ila, so why are you not allowed to be Nene from Shlomim? So obviously there's some other Issa floating around. Even though there's no Me'ila on Shlomim vis-a-vis being Mechayev and Korbid and Asham and being Yetzel Chulin, all the consequences of Me'ila don't exist. The Chiyuv of Me'ila don't exist, but there's clearly some kind of an Issa here to be Nene from Kachim Kalim. If not for the Issa that exists, then this Gemara would make absolutely no sense. So again, we'll just read, this is what you spend here to Sobram, right? So Korban Ola, it's clear, there's an Issa Gobba with their Isa to be murdered Hektish, and there are consequences with their Isa, and one of the consequences that can help you here is the Yitzhiya L'chulim. Where Shlomim doesn't have the consequences, therefore it's going to be Nisha Bir Isurai. If it's Nisha Bir Isurai, you're not Yitzhi, but we're not quite sure what that Issa is. Anyone have any suggestions what that Issa is? Any guesses? What could that Issa be? If it's not Me'ila, name that Isser. Yeah, if I dabba shem mishalemar, give me a pulsar. What? Stealing? Let me get a pulsar. You have five svarim of chumash to think through. Maybe it's only Nisa Deraba. Maybe it's possible. It's not crazy. It's possible. Some Mishnah probably could say that. But there is a famous approach that's taken by the Shita Mekubetzes in Maseches Menachos. You know, in Kachim. So on the side of the Gemara, there are a lot of points from the Shita Mekubetzes, which is it's a Shita Mekubetzes combines different obscure, you know, passages, different Rishonim. And then the back of the Gemara is there's the Hashlomas of the Shita Mekubetzes. So if you take a look in Maseches Menachos on the Dalet in the Hashlomos at the back, Shimon Kubetzes, you will find the following fascinating insight from one of the Gedolei Rishonim. I'm not saying it's the Ram. I'm not sure what the Mem stood for. I don't know which Ram it was. But one of the Gedolei Rishonim says that I'll tell you exactly what the Yisod Deraisa is, and he actually brings a this Gemara Mashon. He says there's got to be the Yisod Deraisa, no question about it. You know what it is? Vaydaber Moshe el Roshei Amatos Levnei Yisrael Lemor Zadavar Sheti Vashavish Kidar Neder Lashem Misha Vashavah Lo Yachel Devaro. What's the answer? Lo Yachel, you violated, you profaned your words. You made it a Kibbutz Shlom. Means you are calling it Kedesh Lashem. The definition of the words of Kavod Shlom means it's for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're right, it's not Kodesh Hashem Lagamri, therefore it's Chasson the Demil, it's true. But when you go ahead and you use it for your own personal needs, you're in flagrant violation of Layachal Devaroi. That's the Yisrael Gemara Mishnah is talking about. So Shteitin Rishonim. So Rishon, the best quote from the Rishon, as our Lord. Again, this is not. This is just like a sideshow. This is just to, you know, just to expand your Torah horizons a little bit. The punchline is going to come a little bit later in the sugya, but this is the Gemara, this pivotal Gemara. If you don't understand this, then we can't even get started in the Gemara. So again, I want you to think and digest this for a moment. Shofar Shal Oyla, which is a gewaltig Yisod Deraisa, Me'ilah, Pasuk of the famous Pasuk of the Parshas Vayikra, that b'di'evin yayitzi, because it's just a l'chulim. Shlomim, which we couldn't figure out what in the world the Yisra was until we dug up, not even the Shibu Kubetz, it's the Hashmatas to the back of the Shibu Kubetz. You gotta like look for it, you gotta find it with a magnifying glass. Literally, Pshutta Kubetz, that's a tiny, like, it is big. Koyachal Devarim. Everyone likes that, Koyachal Devarim? Anyone needs to speak Kashmir, Koyachal Devarim? You violated, you profaned your words.
Which word, what are you doing?
Yeah, calling it shlom means it's a holy thing. Holy things are not supposed to be used by private people. So your usages is a viol- it's no different than you took a neder that this piece of bread should be also to you, and then you ate the bread. So what's the answer? Well, yachal devar. That's what shlom means. So by using it for something else, you're profaning your words. But again, I'm super shocked.
If I use something, let's say I need a mecca, I don't use a shayfa,
and
I use it right. That's
not. I forget the dorm, forget chalitza shoes. Just think about the shayfa for a second. I don't have a problem with this. That's the reason I'm not allowed to use a shlomo. It's a l'yachot bar. I'm profaning my word. I want to ask you a very, very simple question. What? Yeah, Jeremy was mafkish the animals of Shlomo. And I want to use it. Where's the Yachal Devar? Good cash it, watch. What? What do you say? What do you say? Say.
I think I want to take it
back. No, you probably said the right thing. No, that's the one. Take it back. Throw it away. Ooh. That's how it's on work, don't they?
What if you're more doing something for, like, for yourself? It doesn't mean other people can get involved, right?
So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim, Maseches Nedarim, with the following question. Let's say Reuben takes a neder that his bread should be usher to everybody. Does he have the kach to do that?
Yeah.
You can do that. So if Reuven then takes that bread and gives it to somebody to eat, Reuven is for sure in violation of what? L'yachal Devarim. He's profaning his words. What if Shimon Me'atzmo goes ahead and takes it? There's the Eshkubi. He goes ahead and he takes the bread and eats the bread. Is that L'yachal Devarim? Machlekes the Ram and the Ram. Maseches Nedarim. What's the issue? It's a dicta question. It's a translation question. Lo Yachel Devaro, He shall not profane his word. Who is the second his? So Hef Rishayim say, Reuven can't profane Reuven's word. The guy who's eating can't profane his word. The other Rishayim say, Layachel awa adibrakoi. I am not allowed to cause the word of somebody else to be profaned. And if I do an action that ends up in the result of a chil dibur of Pliny of Yenim of another guy, a Pliny Almaini's word became a chulo, I'm chay malchus. That's a violation of layachel devarai. It is clear beyond doubt that the Shin Bekudet says who stuck in the Yisra layachel devarai into Kochim, knowing full well that when you have a korban shlomo, not only is the makdish himself not allowed to use it, but nobody's allowed to use it, and he's still labeled that as layachel devarai. He is taking a stand in that machlekes of Rishayim in the second parak of Maseches Nedarim. He is clearly assuming, like those Rishayim will say, that layachel devarai adibur koi. That's a full-fledged violation of layachel devarai, because adibur koi, any and every action that I do that results in a subsequent chil of a dibur of any other Jew in the world, d'alzeh nevel layachel devarai. Okay, but it's not on topic. This is just, again, just to heighten your awareness of the subject. I want to go back, yeah.
That's the Rambam,
Shita? It's the Rambam, I forgot who holds which. It's the Rambam, the Rambam. Second Baruch of Masechet Sefer. Back to our story. So comes the Gemara and is very, very comfortable with this chiddush. Yeah, at first glance, you read this Gemara, you think this is Purim Torah. Oila, you yaitzei. Shlomim, you're not yaitzei. But now, we just did a great job of explaining why that's true. Shlom is a nisa deraisa, but it's not a nisa me'ila. Oila is a nisa deraisa, nisa me'ila. And this nisa me'ila is mafkiya the yisa. It's just that isa bi'amu le'yachal, it's not mafkiya the kedusha. Masna Rava. Rava said it's all nice, but it's wrong. Why? Rava denies what principle? The principle of Yitziyaso, Mamiloso, Lechulin, Barn Kiechad. Rava says, you got it wrong on the stopwatch, you got it wrong. Masla Rava, Amos Ball, the boss of the Taka, Kikataka, Bisura Taka. Rava said, if you're really Emes violating Me'ila, so you can say, well, I'm violating Me'ila, therefore goes Lechulin, therefore I'm good to go. No. If you're violating Me'ila, it only goes Lechulin when you finish the Tekiah Shofar. When you finish the Yisr, then it goes le chulin. At the split second that you're blowing, it's still kachim. So you're still not yotzei. So oil is the same boat as shlomim. So Rabbi says, "Ela b'Rabbi echad zev echad zev lo yotzei." Talk about yotzei. And then Rabbi turns and completely 180 degree turn around on us, and he says, "You know what? Hoda b'Rabbi echad zev echad zev yotzei." You know why? Because we were wrong with chila mitzvah lavonis dinu. You know why you yaitzei? Because what you did was not hana. Why? Hana's mitzvah is the shkin hana. So until Rava discovered America, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and Rava in his early years when he was a bachar disagreed. For 300 years, everyone was thinking this mindset is that mitzvah is a kain hana's nitnu. Hana's mitzvah is called hana and halacha, and therefore it's a mitzvah der ha'isa. And Rabbi Yehuda had a shtickle Torah that oila yaitzei, shlob yirai yaitzei. Rava said that shtickle Torah is not right, you're talking about yaitzei in both. And then Rava turned around and said, you know what? We missed the boat. That's the flaw of the Gemara. Three possibilities. So most people, when they read Gemaras, they forget the two lines, two possibilities before him, because they just focus on the third possibility, which is the Ebbis. But the Ramban didn't forget the first two. The Ramban read every line of the Gemara, even the lines that were rejected. The Ramban says, I want to go back into the world of Rabbi Yehuda for a second, back to the world of Rav pre-discovery of Mitzvah Yonis Nitnu. I want to go into the eyes, into the world of Rava at the age of 28 years old. Not when he was 45 and came up with Mitzvah. At the age of 28, he's sitting in Kol, and Rava saying, what are you talking about? You can't say Gita V'yad Bo'in Ki'echa. Echa Zev Yechzeh L'Yotza. From us, why L'Yotza? We'll go back 100 years, back to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Sheifer Shel Shlomim Im Toka L'Yotza. Because there's no Me'ila. It's just that's a worse than L'Yachad Devar Shem Kibetz says. Why the yotza? So you did something wrong. Whoop de do. Ma echpatli that you violated Nisim deraisa. Get this line in. Who cares about violating Nisim deraisa? It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Your Rosh Hashanah can still be meaningful. So what? You're violating Nisim. Do whatever you want. Have a great time. Be chayv all the carbon Nisim meila. Be chayv 15,000 time malchus. But keep trying to learn the ratzon. What's wrong? There's something missing in the Gemara here. There's There's a piece missing in this puzzle. Why does the violation of an issa result in lo yotza? Says the Ramban, I have no idea what the answer to that question is. But one thing I can tell you, loud and clear, is that the violation of an issa results in lo yotza. Why? I don't know. I'm not writing a paper. It's not a chesbin dusama. I'm learning Yevamos Kuvbeis, and I know for a fact from Rashi Daf Kaf Ches, violation of Yisurim and Arachayim in your day results in not being Yotze Mitzis. Violation of Me'ila, and by extension, violation of being Nenem Yisuri Hano. And therefore, the Yesh Beforshim's Pshat, your Elta Zedis Pshat, is wrong, says the Ramban. It can't be right. Because if the Yesh Beforshim are right, Lotachlot means it's really, really awesome, it's really, really bad, you are a violation, a flagrant violation of Yisuri Hano, then the resulting statement should be Vim Cholza, what? What's the result be? Lo Yotza. Ein Chalitza Sekshera. Because after all, violation of Yisurim have consequences. So the Ramban dug up this Gemara. It took us 20 minutes to learn this Gemara. Shalom Baruch Hashem. We learned about Shimon Kibetzes. We learned about Evas. We learned a lot of bits of tidbits of information to expand our Torah knowledge and horizons. But the gist of what we have to extract is from the first two shittas that we don't paskin like. The Rabbi Yehuda and the Rava pre his Chazara days. So the Ramban dug up this Gemara. You have to understand the Ramban. I appreciate Ramban. You're learning Yevamos stuff good days. You mean you made it 102 blotted to Yevamos. You know what that means even? To make 102. I don't mean Daf Yomi. I mean you're writing the book. You're writing the Pirusha Ramban on Maseches Yevamos. That means you don't have any charts in front of you. You have nothing to go on. Because you have Rashi. You have a couple of Taisim. And you're writing for eternity. Chiddush Ramban and Yevamos. You made a Daf Kuf Beis. And the Yesh Mefarshim, we don't know who they are, came up with some shop, and you're just itching to finish this man already. You just got another 20 blot to go and make a siyum and move on to an easier Masechta. And the Ramban says, no, the Ramban says, I can't be. The Yesh Mefarshim are wrong. So the Yesh Mefarshim, what am I wrong? Give me a Raya from Yevamos, I'm wrong. So what does the Ramban say? There's no Raya from Yevamos against you. The Raya is from the Summer Chespin from 18 years ago. The Raya is not even from the Maskona Sagamara. The Raya is from Rava when he was 28 years old. That's the Raya against you. Because Zetman from Kavchesen to Shoshana, that an Isser carries with it a consequence of Lo Yotza. That equation is Chayt V'Le'Yavor. And if it was true in the 28-year-old mind of Rava, then it's true in Yevamos Kubei as well. That's the Ramban. Everyone realize that? When you read the Ramban, you read the Roshan and Munchap, everyone realized the Ramban was asking, no? Nobody realized this? When you read the Gemara and Roshan, and then you read immediately Gemara and Yevamos, the Shoyesh Refarshim, did you chap? This is the Kasha. Ramban chapter, good view. So come to Ramban. Where's the Ramban? I can't find the Ramban. But did you? 14. Philodoically, the Hadig Asidim Berak Rahu based in Rava Mechetzav Echzel Layotza. Hadim Rava Mechetzav Echzel Layotza. I tell you that Alma Imid Lehonos. What the Ramban is saying that if you held like Rava pre Chazar days, came in Shem Yotza. Ne Nevi Avni Sura. Vilo Yotza lost the Klum. It's still Ned. I mean Layotza. That was Layotza. But the Ramban did more than just that. The Ramban didn't just say, ooh, there's a kasha Rosh Hashanah. He snuck into this 1.5 lines in Ramban what the Bir HaDover is, why you're not Yetze. Everyone chap that line? The Ramban, without even telling you, he didn't even have to do this for you. He could have just asked the kasha and called it a day. But he actually explained, he revealed his hand. He said to you, the Gevaldik Alomdus of Rosh Hashanah Kavches, Taka, why you're not Yetze? Let's read the Ramban again. I read it really quickly. Alma, imit nulihanos, kevan sheim yotza nen of avri sura, ve'ilo yotza lo asav leklum, ve'nimta shlo nene, amin and lo yotza, as Ramban saying. Where's gold in Ramban? Ramban saying, a guy standing there with a shofar, and he just blew a shofar by Isser. Eilu shlom, before that, Mitzvahs Lehadas, that he just violated a flagrant violation of Lo Yachel or Me'il, whatever the name of the Yisrael, don't care right now. He's blowing the shofar. What he did was terrible. And we have two paths in front of us. Either to say he's Yotze or he's not Yotze. If we say he's Yotze, what happened? Igloy Mil said that what? He was Ned. And he did a terrible Aveir. There's only one way we could salvage his not violating the Aveir. By saying what? He wasn't Yotze. Because if he wasn't Yotze, then it turns out what? He wasn't there, he didn't accomplish anything. He's got to go find another shofar in love. So he didn't get anything. That's why he's not Yetzer. We're doing him a favor by saying he's not Yetzer. By saying he's not Yetzer, he's blood Nilsa that he wasn't there. He didn't buy the Nissan. So says the Ramban, that's the Pshat of the Gemara. We have two paths in front of us, and we're going to choose the path of least violations. And that Svara that appears in Rav Shlomo Kavches and the Havaminas of Rav and Rav Yehuda will result in Yevamos to say the exact same Svara, namely, Lo Tachlots, don't violate the Yisur, don't be Nene, Vim Chot, so what should we say? Ein Chalitza Seklut, Chalitza is no good, you know why? Because if we choose the path and say Chalitza is Kshera, Igloi Milsawa, you were Nene, you did a terrible Avera. So we're going to save you. We're tzaddikim. We're running a kiruv program here. We're going to save you from Yisur. We're going to say you're not yet to the chalitza. Chalitza is no good. You can't remarry. It's no good. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, it turns out, Igloi Milsawa, we're never Nene. So the Ramban says the same way in Rosh Hashanah Kavches, we're going to cancel your tkiyah shofar to save you Yisurim. So too, we're going to cancel. We should cancel your chalitza and your vamos kuv gimel to save Yisurim. And that flies in the face of what the Yesh Mefarshim says. The Yesh Mefarshim say, no, you violate Yisurim, yechatos of Yisik Pashat, they did a verzor, they did a rum, but the chalitza is kosher. So the Rabbat says, Zeppelin for Hashanah Kavches, that you don't do that. That rather we say, you're not Yaitse, and Igloi Milsa, you weren't violating Yisurim. That's the kasher Rabbat. Does anyone have any hasoga what this svara is? We're still stuck somewhere between the Yevamos and Rosh Hashanah. I just want to now understand this far. The Ramban used this Gemara. He has a Gemara in front of Rosh Hashanah. And he gave you a Taich. He didn't even have to give you a Taich, but he did. Everyone saw the Taich. That's what he said. Cave on the. I just read it again. He said, Elo Yatza lost the Kluna. I'm reading Elo Yatza. Therefore, we're going to take the option. We'll go down the route of Elo Yatza. You know the clue the Ramban's talking about? No. Just Ramban. You have a clue what the Ramban's talking about? I have one question. I have a very, very innocent question. Who is Amrinan? Who is doing the talking here? The Ramban says, because of this problem, Amrinan de lo yotza. We say, who are you? Who's really talking here? Who made this grandiose decision? You have two paths in life. One's going to give you a yisur, one's not going to. So we're going to say an answer. I don't mean the person whose words came out of their mouth. That's not what I mean. I mean conceptually. The Torah says it. Amrinan means the world of Halacha, the world, the royal we of Torah Kedusha says it. Whether Amrinan means we, the rabbis, decided to take away your mitzvah to do you a favor and thereby avoid your violation of Yisurim? Is this a cloud Yaraisa or a cloud Rabbanan, Mr. Ramban? What is this? What do these words mean? Amrinan de lo yotza. Who are we? Are you yotza or not? Rebbein in the Almakul, are you yotza in the mitzvah or not? Does the Torah Kedusha say you yotza? I blew the shofar, Yom Tri Yachem, so I violated Yisurim, Chatos of Yisip Pashah, I blew the shofar. I did chalitza. I violate Yisurim. Chatos of Yisip Pashat. Yechbin Navid of Erezor. No. Get that one on. I can't even say it in a joke. You didn't have Erezor. Big deal. Who cares? Do all the Erezor you want. But you did Chalitza. The Chalitza is good. What do you mean? I'm reading the Lo Yotza. Who are we to say it? I'd say the Chalitza is good as Nishkud. I don't know what it is. I have no idea who's the Amrina. I don't know how to translate the words of the Ramban. So this Ramban is Pilipoy. What this Svar means. But yet the Ramban, I can have all the ties against the Ramban. The Ramban has got a Gemara. Unless there's a different way to read that Gemara. Now again, the Maskara of Gemara, obviously this is irrelevant because we possibly it's not relevant. But I want to go back to the 28-year-old Rava in the early days of Rav Yehuda. Are we missing something? Is there some alternate way of understanding what is really flying on Rosh Hashanah Kavches? The answer is, of course, there's an alternate way. There's got to be an alternate way because the Yesh Mefarshim didn't miss this Gemara. Whoever they were, they didn't miss this Gemara. Nobody missed Rosh Hashanah Kavches. Nobody. The guy's answer is why Kol, at the age of 16, didn't miss it. The Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban didn't miss it either. So basically, we got a lot of work to do. So yes, we're learning Gittin Daf Chaf 100%, no question about it. But we cannot understand Gittin Daf Chaf unless we understand Yevamos Kuf Gimel, and we cannot understand Yevamos Kuf Gimel, which is the model for Gittin Daf Chaf, until we understand Roshana Kuf Chaf. So it's going to be this triangle of Gemara that's going to set the stage for, I can't even say the grand finale, but the next step of the saga, hopefully the Shem Kuf. Okay.